In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today, we celebrate the Feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos. And in doing so, we come to her funeral. This is the woman who was prophesied by Isaiah as the young virgin who would conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. This is also the woman, the gate of which Ezekiel spoke, which was closed until the Lord would enter through it. And also the ladder which Jacob saw reaching up to the heavens, with the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. She is also the burning bush which held the divine flame and was not consumed by it. She is the obedient one, who through her response, "Be it done to me according to your word," reversed the disobedience of Eve in the garden. We call her Theotokos, which means the mother of God. And this title, Theotokos, speaks more of Christ than of anything else. That Jesus, who was born of her, is both fully God and fully man. And that makes her the Theotokos, the mother of God. From the book of Acts, we know that after her resurrection, Christ's mother held an active role together with the apostles. And the tradition passed from the apostles to the next generations tells us that all the apostles came to be gathered together for her last days. All that is, except for the apostle Thomas, who once again was absent, as he was when Christ appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. And the absence of Thomas is no accident. It's not a coincidence. We don't believe in coincidences. It was God's providence that he should not be there. For desiring to venerate her body 3 days after she had been buried, Thomas went with the others and opened the tomb to find that she was no longer there. Only the garments that she was wrapped in were left behind. The all-holy, immaculate, most blessed, and glorious Theotokos became the first to receive the promise of the resurrection of the body and the soul, which awaits us at the second coming of Christ. And this fact, brothers and sisters, is the cause for our rejoicing. This is the cause for our celebration. So together with the apostles, we gather at the deathbed of our mother. For if we are adopted sons of God and co-heirs of his kingdom, then Christ's mother is also our mother. And Christ also at his crucifixion, told the Apostle John, "Behold your mother." So we who are called to be disciples and apostles, now behold our mother. We call this feast the Dormition, the falling asleep of the Theotokos, similar to the Spanish duerme, the English word dormitory, right? Going to sleep. Just as Jairus' daughter, when Christ came to her, assured everyone in the house, "She's not dead, she's only sleeping." The celebration of the falling asleep of the Theotokos, of her death, is more than that. It's a celebration also of her translation into life and her resurrection. Now we do believe that she died a physical death, a real death. She didn't just appear to be dead. But because of her son's resurrection, She was not held by death. She was not captive to it. And neither shall we who have our life in her Son. Mary is not the great exception, as some may have speculated, having been born immaculately and assumed into heaven, but the great example for us human beings, having been born and lived and died as we do, only blamelessly and pure by God's grace. Now, if we compare the icon of the Feast of the Remission, which we have in the back, with the icon of the Incarnation of Christ, which we have in the front on the iconostasis, we see that the two icons are in a way the reverse of each other. On this icon of the Incarnation, the Theotokos is holding the Christ child, although he has a certain adultness about him. And in the icon of the Dormition, which I hope you'll venerate as you depart, you'll see the Theotokos lying on her deathbed there, having departed this life. But also behind her stands the resurrected Christ holding a swaddled baby. This is his mother that he is welcoming into everlasting life with him. It's a beautiful thing that in his infancy, she carries him. And in her infancy, in this new eternal life, he carries her. Such a beautiful image. Now, the special place given to the Theotokos is not only because she is Christ's mother, but also her role as the first Christian and the best example of what it means to follow Christ. In celebrating her Dormition and her translation into life, we celebrate also our great hope for the same. If she is who we as human beings aspire to be, her purity, her love for God, her obedience, then our celebration of her life through death is also a celebration of our future hope in that same eternal life. So today we celebrate the demonstration also that we as humans are destined to become like our God, her Son. We have the writings of St. Irenaeus, who was a second century apostle of the apostles, disciple of the disciples. He said, God became like us in every way so that we might become like him. We also have St. Athanasius the Great, who wrote, God became man that man might become God. And from St. Basil the Great, a human being is a creature with a commandment to become divine by grace and faith. And finally, St. Maximus, a human being has the commandment to be, by his divine grace, will, and power, everything that God is by nature. Do we get it? This is our destiny. This is what God desires for us. And this is what his mother accomplished by his grace. We rightly celebrate this feast of the falling asleep of the all-holy Theotokos, her through whom Christ our God united himself to our human nature, so that we might become like him in every way and have eternal life with him. Blessed feast. Amen.